You are listening to Hang Out with Heather. Hang Out with Heather. On Niche Radio.
Welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you on Niche Radio, of course. And of course, it's Friday, the best day of the week. And I'm going to be sharing cool things to do and some kind of cool people that I know, too, on today's podcast. I have got not one, not two, but three interviews lined up. And I'm so excited to share this with you guys. So first off, I'm going to be chatting to my hairstylist, David Gilson, who I see regularly, who keeps my tresses tended to and keeps me looking absolutely fabulous. And we're going to be talking about summer hair care ideas, trends in styles and that kind of stuff. So I'm excited to share that with you. And then I'm also going to be chatting to the owner of The Bra Guru, which is a very unique, very boutique bra fitting salon in Craig Hall Park, Taren Palacios. I'm going to be chatting to her about like finding the right bra, first of all, and also an incredible initiative that they have on the go at the moment, which is they're trying to get together 10,000 used bras for ladies who need them and can't afford them. So it's an incredible initiative. And considering that October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, this is the perfect space for this. So I'm excited to share that. And then last but not least, I chat to James, who is from, he's involved with Mulligatawny's Open Gardens, which is taking place this weekend. These are the most stunning gardens I have ever seen in my entire life. And you just want to go through there, take the whole family, chill out, relax, enjoy the gardens, and a portion of the proceeds go towards an incredible, incredible initiative. So I'm going to be chatting to James a bit later in the show as well. But without any further ado, let's get on to the good stuff, right? So if you love beautiful jewelry, I love beautiful jewelry, but ones that don't cost the earth. And if you know Pandora jewelry, then you'll be excited, as excited as I am, to discover that Pandora has just announced a 2-year partnership with actress Millie Bobby Brown, who is a 2-time Emmy-nominated actress, and she is the face of a very exciting new collection for the Gen Z that celebrates self-expression and personal style. Millie Bobby Brown is 15 years old. She is a multifaceted talent on and off the screen, and her professional accolades are very well known. She captured the hearts of millions in a major television series role and is set to make her silver screen debut at the end of this year. Millie is like, she's incredible and she's so confident. She's a UNICEF appointed ambassador, Goodwill ambassador. She does so much for, you know, for good, and her attitude, which is just literally talent like it is, is probably like one of the things that we really like about her. So if you want to check this out, they've launched literally a whole collection with her, minimalistic micro charms and studs, mini stack earrings, like this bracelets. There's a whole bunch of cool stuff on the go. Please do check out Pandora on pandorashop.co.za and go check out the Millie Bobby Brown collection. It is stunning. I love it. I'm not like a Gen Z, but I am totally like in for this stuff. I'm going in for those charm bracelets, like totally. Now, October, as we know, is heading towards the end of the year, but it's also like a really good month, and I feel like there's a lot on the go this month. And if you're looking for good things to do, Monte Cassino have got you sorted. Stress not. They have got Bocktown painting green and gold everywhere, which is coming to Monte's outdoor piazza on the 19th, the 20th, the 26th, and 27th of October, and the 1st of November as well, for the nail-biting finale on the 2nd of November. You want to get there, you want to go hang out. A Bocktown ticket price is 30 Rand, which includes a beverage and a donation of 5 Rand towards the Let's Play Foundation, and you get to watch like your matches on the big screen and like have all the chaos and all the spirit and everything, so make sure you do that. They've also got you sorted for Ever Played. I shared about this a couple of weeks ago. 4 young singers killed in a car crash, who then from the grave take to the stage for one final gig of hilariously goofy 1950s nostalgia. Don't miss this one. You're going to love it. Benny Bushwacker, who I shared about last week, that's on at the Pitta Turin Theatre. And Karin Zoid is returning to the theatre on Friday the 25th of October for a live gig. Yeah, you don't want to miss out. And all the info is available on my website, heatherhook.com, or of course you can head across to montecasino.co.za. Now, I love chatting to David Gilson. David is like the hair guru. He's a man of few words, but what he does with my hair is just absolutely phenomenal. And I caught up with him to find out about best hair care tips and what are the styles and trends for summer this year in South Africa.
Well, I think this new season is all about the individual. It's all about diversity and about being who you want to be. So there's a lot of... It's all about change, and we've got new products and new colors that are sort of allowing you to experiment without the, you know, interfering with the integrity of your hair. So Davinesh has just launched a new color line this week called The View, and it's Davinesh View, and it's all like a semi-permanent color with like colors like quartz and amethyst and steel and charcoal and a lot of natural colors as well. So, yeah, you can really experiment this season, and it doesn't have to be one sort of look. So what we're also working with is a lot of hand-painted techniques, so things like balayage and freehand color. So you hand-paint the lighting technique onto the hair, and then you use like something like the view to give you the stain, which is semi-permanent, so you can experiment. You can have like a pastel pink or a rose or something like a sandy blonde color. You can really, really experiment with those sort of tones.
And how long do those last for, roughly?
It just depends, but it's about 15 washes.
Okay.
Obviously, if your hair is more damaged and more porous, it's going to release, it's going to grab the color quicker. It's also going to release the color much quicker.
And from a length perspective, what's in the season? Long, short, medium?
Everything is about the blunt cut. So everything is blunt. So starting, it's definitely a lot shorter this season, so we're seeing like a short bob or sort of a shoulder length bob, and things are much sharper, so a really sharp angle to the cut, something dramatic, and it's a much stronger look than we've seen before, and it's definitely seeing much shorter hair than we've seen in the last few seasons, much stronger, sharper lines.
And David, obviously for people who are going to be going away to the coast or they're going to be doing lots of swimming over the holidays, protecting your hair is, of course, vital, as we know. What do you recommend for people that are like super outdoorsy and are going to be on the beach for the whole of December and January? How can they protect their hair?
Well, I think the most important thing, it all starts with a shampoo and conditioner, so getting the appropriate shampoo and conditioner. And then you need to up the treatment, so maybe have or in-salon treatments or, have a treatment at home. Davinesh has just launched an incredible new treatment called On Protection, which is for all hair types and really strengthens the hair. It stops the hair getting so porous. It's going to protect it against color fade. It's going to protect it against the sun. So it's a really, really good treatment. It's only available in-salon. But then also if you want to take something away, the Davinesh, you know, the Davinesh treatment, like the hair building pack, is also fantastic. And I'm also a very big fan of oils. So I really like to, you know, use an oil. Davinesh has an oil, which is a dry oil that doesn't make the hair greasy. Mm-hmm. And it just really protects the hair. And you can use that every day, a little few drops every day. And if you've been on the beach, you can take it with you in your beach bag and use it every time you've been swimming or reapply it a few times during the day.
And the Davinesh is available at Carlton, right?
Davinesh is available at Carlton here, but it's also available at a lot of other salons in South Africa. It's the number one growing hair care brand in the world because of it's a sustainable brand. It doesn't have a carbon footprint. So I think more and more people are reaching out to something, a product that's holistically is better for you and also has less or no impact on the environment that has been created.
Yeah,
but it's not only a Carlton hair brand, it's actually available at quite a few other salons as well.
So if you want to chat to David or go in and meet with him and have a little discussion about what you want to do with your hair, and the reason I was laughing in the interview is because when we were recording that, I was literally going the next week to have hair extensions put in, which I've done, and I'm absolutely loving my long hair, by the way. So go chat to David, find out like what you want to do with your hair. It is one of the biggest investments I think that a woman can make in her life is a good gynecologist, a good hairdresser, and a good dentist. And David has certainly, I've been with him for 2.5 years now, David has certainly been a stalwart in my, literally in my artillery of all the incredible things that I get to do. If you want to book an appointment with him, you can call the Carlton Hair Hyde Park Salon on 011-325-4916 or visit, of course, carltonhair.com. David Gilson, the man to chat to. I'm going to segue straight into my next interview, which is with Taryn Palacios from The Bra Guru. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. A year and a half ago, I went for my first proper bra fitting as an adult at 41 years old. I went to go and meet with Taryn and have my first bra fitting, and I was quite surprised that I was not the size I thought I was. I'd been wearing a 36B since the age of 20. Yeah, it turned out it was more like a 38G, which explained why nothing ever fitted and things didn't ever work. And I had the most incredible experience meeting with Taryn and the team. I had a very unique and personal bra fitting. And I just love what they're up to. They're trying to make women, no matter what size you are and who you are, feel comfortable, which is really important to me. And this October, they have an incredible initiative on the go. They are aiming to collect 10,000 used bras to distribute to ladies in need in communities that you possibly can't afford it. Some of them haven't even had a proper bra before. And they're doing well. I mean, I think they're on about like 4,000 or 5,000 now. But I get to chat with Taryn and find out more about what they do. And if you want to get involved in this incredible initiative, do make sure that you listen to this one. It's incredible.
Every year we do this. So, and this year we've really set ourselves a high goal because we're trying to reach 10,000 bras. So 10,000 bras is no small feat, I've learned. But we're collecting it for an amazing charity, kind of like Confetti, who distribute to various organizations. So many ladies will say, I don't know what to do with my old bras. A lot of them get chucked in the dustbin or, you know, just left in the drawers. And I know because of the business that I do that most ladies will say, oh, I've got a whole drawer full of bras that I don't even wear anymore. So please donate them because they go to such a worthy cause. We're talking about ladies who have had mastectomies. We're talking about impoverished communities, ladies who have been, you know, exposed to domestic violence and are abandoned. It really is such a worthy cause, and women who really need, there's such a great need for them. So if you have any, we are collecting for this amazing NGO, kind of like Confetti, to distribute these bras.
So I've just dropped off 4. If people want to come and drop off their bras, what, tell us they can come here, where can they go?
So we have, look, we do have our 3 drop-off points. Look, we're not, unfortunately, all areas of Joburg, but I am in, obviously, Craig Hall in the main Johannesburg studio. We've got Lizette in the West Rand, and then we've got Sinead, who's in Pretoria, Grincliff area, where we could do a drop-off in Pretoria. So those are the 3 areas we have. Ladies are welcome to contact us or me by email, taryn@thebraguru.co.za, just to find out about drop-off points. We are encouraging you to drop off, and for that, we will give you 10% off any new purchase, because obviously in time you might need a bra, and these vouchers are valid till the end of the year. So, you know, we really don't want you to go empty-handed. You might find it's time to get a new bra. It's a nice time to come and see, you know, what a new bra can actually do for you and your shape as well.
And I know that. Yes. I mean, I've spoken several times before on the podcast about how it's revolutionized my shape, just being fitted with the right bra. And I absolutely love The Bra Guru. Tell us a bit about your services. I mean, really personalized, really, like, tell us, you know, what the offering is that you can get.
So we call ourselves bra styling. We do bra styling versus just a simple bra fit. So, of course, we do bra fitting. You come in here, we measure you, and we fit you with bras. But breasts are so different. And it's not to say that any bra suits any breast. So we really take it to another level by not only just fitting with the bra, but finding a bra that suits your breasts and your size and gives you the optimal body shape, you know, and support. Because it's all about good support and lift. And we see it time and time again. We're very lucky now to have an increased our size curve to a K cup, so we accommodate up to K cup now too. And I mean, just today I had a most amazing story of a lady who, you know, she even cried because she'd never felt or seen herself without double breasts because mm-hmm. she'd never had the chance to fit in to her correct size. And it's these cases, these ladies that keep our business going because it's so important. And that feeling, I mean, yeah. You can't describe.
I mean, no, I know. I'm getting goosebumps listening to you.
It's this feeling of yes. absolute, like,
yes, it just, it works. It fits, it works. And I feel sexy. My yes. shape is, my silhouette is
and
good.
There's nothing wrong with me. Yes. And actually, I can find things that fit me. It's the most wonderful feeling. And, you know, if we could just bottle that feeling and everyone can just feel that all day long, then that's great. But that's what we're about, you know, giving you that feeling and making sure that you're happy and step out as a confident woman into the world. You
know? And contact details if people want to find out more?
Yes. So obviously, website, thebraguru.co.za. I always encourage ladies to look there because it shows you a bit of our product range, introduces you to us, our studios. You can see the range that we do. And then our contact details are there. So we do have, it's us in, we've got two studios in Johannesburg. We've got a fitting location in Pretoria, but, you know, if you want to really come and see the bras, then it is, you really, at this stage, have to make the trip to Joburg, but I promise you it's worth it.
Yes.
And we open on Saturday mornings, obviously, to accommodate ladies who do not live in Joburg and need to come in and visit us.
So I recently donated 4 used bras to this campaign, and I kind of felt like I did something good for a change, and I'm kind of all about, like, doing things that make me feel better about myself and, you know, the causes that I love. Do check them out, thebraguru.co.za, and you can also give them a call, 011-886-0871. Taryn is the lady to speak to. She's fabulous. And if you're looking for a proper bra fitting and good bras, highly, highly, highly recommended. So now back on to cool things to do. If you're down in Cape Town, one of the most beautiful hotels in Cape Town, in my opinion, has to be the 12 Apostles Hotel and Spa. It is stunning. And they've pulled out all the stops for the next couple of months. They've got some incredible dinners and events and things on the go. If you're looking for something to do, do this. So first things first, Halloween dinner, right? The uninvited guest, there's a plot twist here, be prepared, on the 31st of October. It's kind of like a Cluedo experience with a bit of a, like, a whodunit at the end. And it's taking place, at the hotel. Price is R495 per person for 3-course dinner and includes all your festivities and fun things to do. If you want to learn how to make your own sushi and be the envy of all your friends, you can head on over to their sushi masterclass, which is taking place on the 16th of October. Resident sushi master chef Sarawat Sakoplang will take you through the steps and share tips on produce, technique, and skills not to be missed. That is taking place in the Cafe Grill from 6 p.m. on, I've misplaced the date. Never mind. Oh, there we go. 16th of October. R595 per person, and no doubt you get to eat and taste your creations. They've got a Malinu food and wine dinner taking place in November. They've got gin and jazz on the World Mountain Day. Christmas Day, New Year's, there is tons to do. So if you are, like, looking for cool things to do that aren't going to break the bank with a beautiful view, 12 Apostles is kind of the place you want to be at. Now, taking place this weekend, and I'm so excited. This is my third interview for the day, or for the show. I chat to James Funihever, who is part of the Mulligatawny Open Gardens. I've never been. I'm excited. I'm looking forward to seeing beautiful gardens. So Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of October, Mulligatawny Farm is opening its beautiful gardens to the public to come through, check it out, see what they're all about. And part of the funds go to a really awesome cause, which is helping school leavers get vocational training, which to me is super important. I chat to James. I find out more. Check it all out.
Well, first of all, a bit about the garden itself. It's near to Skeerpoort, which is fairly close to the Magaliesberg, about an hour's drive from Joburg. And it's set in really beautiful mountains covered in bush with distant views of the Magaliesberg. And the garden itself is about 16 hectares. It's a private estate, and it's only open at this on this one weekend a year to the public as a rule. And the creator of the garden, Michael Hogan, is an artist, an interior designer, and a ceramicist. And so he's really used the garden, he always says, to create a fantasy. So this fantasy sits in the middle of these bush-clad hills, just inside Northwest. And it's really an extraordinary experience. I think that his major influence and inspiration was Monet's water gardens at Giverny in France.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of water and water lilies. The place is famous for water lilies, and they should all be out for the weekend, so that the lakes are just studded with all of these jewel-like colors. And for the rest, they are just, he's designed it on a very big scale. So they're big avenues, big stretches of grass with reflecting pools. There's a garden cathedral that he's built with a sort of door that you walk through, and then an avenue made out of pecan nut trees, and then an altar at the end that covered in ceramic tiles that Michael made himself. A lot of the garden furniture, if I can put it like that, the tiled walls, the little statuettes, he has made. So it's a very individual, slightly whimsical garden that people find very intriguing.
And it sounds absolutely stunning. I've seen some photos. It's really, really beautiful. And of course, it's a day out for the whole family. The kids can run about. There's food and drink. It's a whole day affair for the family, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's very large. There is a lot of open water. So if your kids are small, they do need to be under adult supervision. But for the rest, yes, there's down at the lakes at the end of the garden. We have a big white marquee with tables and chairs, and there will be a harvest table going on there, done by Delectables Catering, who are apparently fantastic. And there'll also be a wine bar and a gin bar from Primal Spirits Distillery. All of the sort of inner needs will be taken care of. There's also a gourmet hamburger store, so with various hamburger options. And then parked in the gardens, there's a quite a cute little combi that sells coffee and pastries and water, and then a little Vespa that's got ice cream and cakes. So there's lots of sort of treats to get for yourself as well.
Sounds delicious. Now tell us, obviously there's a fee to get in, and proceeds of this go towards St. George's Turning Point Foundation, which helps young South Africans get some vocational training to get some skills in. Share with us a little bit more about what St. George's does and why people should be supporting.
Sure. So we look at, it came out of, for many, many years we ran a very small home for street kids and vulnerable children in Brixton. And when we had to close it for various reasons, we were thinking about what we should do. And one of the things that we'd noticed with the kids that we'd helped, over the years through the home, that they really found the most difficult thing was to find work once we'd finished with the schooling process, where life, what it's like, you're very structured when you're at school, but then suddenly there's the big wide world and you need to make your way. And so we thought that the best thing that we could be doing, the most practical thing, would be to look for all those kids that aren't ready to go, or it's not possible for them to go to university, but who need some way to earn a living. So we're partnering with institutions like Sparrow FET College, which is in Brixton, to provide training, skills training that you can get within half a year that the market wants, that industry wants. So the training is typically sponsored by corporates, and then the kids go on to do an internship in the industry, and we all know how important it is to get job experience.
Yes.
But a lot of them during the training and internship just don't have the resources to get to class or get to work and to have food to eat. And obviously you can't study well if you're hungry. So our contribution is to pay stipends to those kids that need it while they're undergoing the training and internship process. And I must say, it's great to see kids going through it, through this thing, and then getting the work experience, and then a lot of them actually staying on in the jobs where they were interning. So I think it's a very practical, good thing, initiative to try and help turn back this youth unemployment that's such a problem for us.
Make sure to book your tickets on webtickets.co.za. Tickets start at 200 Rand for adults and vary down to different prices for groups and pensioners. Yeah, just go do something cool. Like, I feel like being out in nature is really important. So do more of that stuff. Guys, that is it from me for this week. It has been absolutely incredible catching up with you, spending time with you, and I hope you found some value in the interviews and the stuff that I shared this week. If you're out and about and you see me, come over and say hello. Please make sure to tag me on all my social media accounts that are listed above the podcast. And yeah, be cool. If you've got an event going on in your city or in your town, or you feel like I should be sharing about it, please contact me on info@heatherhook.com. And if I can, I will cover it and I will share more about your goings on too. Guys, it has been absolutely spectacular. Have an incredible weekend. Be safe. Just look after yourselves, and I'll be back with you again next week, Friday. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.